the global language of the skin. Did you know that a friendly pat on the head or a warm hug can be interpreted as a sign of affection in one country and a grave insult in another? This article explores the fascinating world of high-contact versus low-contact cultures, the proxemics of personal space, and how our cultural upbringing dictates who, when, and where we are allowed to touch. Learn how to navigate social boundaries in an increasingly globalized world while respecting the diverse ways humanity seeks connection. Culture and touch. While the biological need for touch is a universal human trait, the way that need is expressed, regulated, and interpreted varies widely across the globe. Physical contact is not just a biological reflex, it is a cultural language. Depending on where you were born and raised, a touch on the arm could be perceived as a warm gesture of friendship, a rude intrusion of personal space, or even a profound social transgression. Understanding the intersection of culture and touch is essential in our globalized society to avoid misunderstandings and to appreciate the diverse ways humanity connects. High contact versus low contact cultures. Anthropologists and sociologists often categorize societies into high contact and low contact cultures. This classification helps explain why travelers often feel a sense of sensory shock when moving between different regions of the world. High contact cultures. In regions such as the Mediterranean, Latin America, and the Middle East, physical touch is a frequent and expected part of social interaction. In these societies, people tend to stand closer together, maintain longer eye contact, and use touch to emphasize points in conversation. For example, in many Latin American countries, it is common to greet even casual acquaintances with a kiss on the cheek or a warm embrace. In these contexts, a lack of touch can be interpreted as coldness, arrogance, or a lack of trust. Low-contact cultures. Conversely, Northern European, East Asian, and North American cultures are often classified as low-contact. In countries like Japan, the United Kingdom, or Germany, personal space is highly valued. Greetings are more likely to involve a bow or a firm, brief handshake rather than a hug. In these societies, touch is often reserved for intimate family members or romantic partners. Touching a stranger or a colleague on the arm might be seen as unprofessional or overly aggressive. The touch screen of social hierarchy. Culture also dictates who can touch whom. Social hierarchies, based on age, gender, and professional status, play a massive role in tactile etiquette. In many Southeast Asian cultures, for instance, the head is considered the most sacred part of the body. Touching a child on the head, which might be seen as an affectionate gesture in the United States, can be viewed as a grave sign of disrespect or even a spiritual violation in countries like Thailand or Laos. Gender also plays a significant role. In many conservative Islamic cultures, physical contact between unrelated members of the opposite sex is strictly regulated or forbidden in public. Meanwhile, in many Southern European or Arab cultures, it is perfectly common to see two men walking arm in arm or holding hands as a sign of platonic brotherhood, a gesture that might be misinterpreted in Western low-contact masculine cultures. The proxemics of human interaction. The study of how humans use space, known as proxemics, was pioneered by anthropologist Edward T. Hall. He identified four distinct zones of space: intimate, personal, social, and public. Culture acts as the software that determines the dimensions of these zones. Intimate zone, in high-contact cultures, this zone is much smaller, allowing people to interact at a distance that would feel invasive to someone from a low-contact culture. Social zone, this is where most functional interactions happen. A mismatch in cultural expectations here often leads to the distance dance, where one person moves forward to establish a comfortable contact distance while the other steps back to preserve their personal space. The impact of globalization and the digital age. As the world becomes more interconnected, cultural touch norms are shifting. International business, migration, and global media are creating a hybrid tactile culture. However, the rise of digital communication has also led to a global decrease in physical contact. We are increasingly touching our screens more than each other. This digital shift affects high-contact cultures more acutely, as the loss of physical presence can lead to a deeper sense of social alienation. Interestingly, many cultures are now rediscovering the importance of touch through borrowed practices. For example, the Scandinavian concept of hygge or the global spread of yoga and massage therapy represents a cross-cultural acknowledgement that the human body requires tactile care, regardless of the local social rules. Conclusion. Touch is a universal human need, but it is dressed in cultural clothing. By understanding that our tactile preferences are shaped by our upbringing and environment, we can become more empathetic global citizens. Respecting boundaries while acknowledging the human need for connection requires a delicate balance of observation and awareness. Ultimately, whether it is a deep bow, a firm handshake, or a warm embrace, every cultural gesture of touch is an attempt to bridge the gap between self and other.